Hey everybody, God bless you guys. Thank you so much for tuning into Streams with Jonathan Ramos. This is Jonathan Ramos speaking, and I just really want to go ahead and get right into this, as we have actually a special podcast for those who actually voted in our Instagram page in terms of to answering the question in who created evil. So I really just want to get into it, okay? Of course, you voted, we've listened. If you have any ideas or any questions or would like to, you know, have any ideas in terms of our next podcast, you can always reach out to myself or my wife, and we could definitely be able to go ahead and do something, as I love to answer difficult questions. It does one of two things, right? One, it helps me get into scripture in a deeper way, and then two, it helps you, the listener, to see these Bible verses in a different perspective. So I really want to go ahead and jump into this, and pretty much in my Instagram is jonathanramos.kc. So let's get right into it. And who created evil? Okay. And there's just certain things that I want to point out really, 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 really quickly, right? Because that term, who created evil, or that question, who created evil, it's only birthed out of one thing. And that one thing is called cause and effect. The reason why you have that question, who created evil? It is because psychologically, your mind, or we as human, or the science of humanity, we are aware of something called cause and effect, okay? And in our private group, with those who have ordered our shirts, the name of God, we was pretty much just explaining the entity of God and who God is before the world even began, and life with God before even the foundations of the earth. And one of the things that I pointed out, and I wanted to point out really quickly before I answer that question, it is actually something which is the word mind. That word mind, and whenever you see it in the Bible where they use the word mind, it is actually comes from a Greek word, or originates from a Greek word called, or is phroneho. And that word phroneho, what it really actually means, to be minded, it comes and derives from a word phroneo, and what that word means, or that Greek word phroneo means, is understanding. And especially that verse that everybody loves to quote, carnally minded, we immediately think that it's differentiating the sinner and the non-sinner. But when we look at the word minded in terms of, and we look into it in the aspect of that word phroneo, in terms of phroneo, we actually mean understanding. So to be carnally minded, or to be carnally understanding, because there are two things, right? And the reason why I'm mentioning this is because that word phroneo, or that question that is birth, who created evil, comes from cause and effect. And it is because psychologically you are familiar with, to have for something to be done, there has to be a creator. It's cause and effect, right? So that's where that question comes from. So that question, it's like me putting a question, and I heard a great mentor, one of our mentors, say to put two questions together, where does God come from? It's like putting, what does the color blue smell like? Okay, so the color blue and smell are two different subjects, two different categories that are not meant to be in the same question, okay? So that word, who created evil, is pretty much that. That is two different things that, you know, are not meant to be put in that question, okay? So who created evil derives or comes from what you know as cause and effect. For evil to exist, there has to be a creator, right? So But that's not the question that you actually asking. The question that you really, really, really asking is, where does evil come from, or rather sin come from? That is the question that you're really asking, because who created evil? It is actually answered in one verse. And if you look at it in a logical perspective, if I put it logically, then we know, right, when we look into the Bible, then for evil to have a creator, and let's say most of us, or 8 out of 10 people, will agree that Satan created evil. And for us to say that Satan created evil, then we do one thing. Because for Satan to have creative power, then we actually make Satan out to be just like God. Or we make Satan out to be equal to God. And because God is God and he's circumferenced around himself, Jesus is Jesus, he is God, he's circumferenced around him. There is no one greater, nor no one before him, nor he's Alpha, Omega. There's no one above him, nor under him. He is circumferenced around himself. Everything that God does is around himself, beginning and lasting, everlasting. Everything revolves around him. He's circumferenced around himself. So therefore, Satan cannot create evil because he has no creative power. In fact, the only one who is able to create, rather, or should I say procreate, it is the ability that God given man. Because when you look into the life of a man is actually able to procreate. What happens when a man and woman gets together? They bring what? Life. So therefore, the only ones who are able to procreate will be men. So therefore, when we look at the life of Satan, to say that Satan or Lucifer created evil, then that is putting Lucifer or Satan as equal, if not equivalent to God, and makes God, or makes him God's arch enemy. And we know that Satan is not God's arch enemy, because all God has to do is say one word and Satan will disappear. So therefore, Satan cannot be the author of evil. So therefore, if you look at it in a logical perspective, then we know that Satan didn't create evil. And if you want a Bible verse or biblically, then that is actually, that question is actually answered in one verse, which is in the book of Isaiah 45, verse 7, where it says, I form the light and I create darkness, I make peace and I create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. So who put the tree of knowledge, good and evil? The Lord. Who created evil? God. So therefore, the reason why that comes, that's hard for some people to accept, it is because, back to the mind, it is what you and I, or the science of humanity, knows as what we would know cause and effect. We believe that God cannot create evil because he is all good, he's perfect, he is the creator. So the reason why this verse may be hard to sink in for someone, where he says, I, the Lord, do all these things, I make peace and I create evil. Some people will try to find a different verse to kind of justify the means that the Lord created evil. So the problem is that when God creates sin, it is not called sin. It is actually called evil. Okay, so when God creates sin, it is actually called evil. The reason why it's hard for you to grasp it is for the same reason that I can tell you that God is a dictator and you will not accept it. If I sit here and say that God is a dictator, 9 or 8 out of 10 people will not accept that and say, no, God is not a dictator, because of your definition of a dictator. When you look at a dictator, the very first thing that will come up to your mind is Hitler, Kim Jong-un, Iraq, Afghanistan, because of your past experience. You know that cause and effect. You know that the definition of a dictator today, it is somebody who will destroy, and because of experience, you talk about that. So therefore, for me to say God, when God creates sin, it's not called sin, it is called evil. So therefore, for me to say that God created evil, and it's hard for you to accept that, it is because of the experience or what you know to be cause and effect. Because the actual question that you're actually trying to ask is not so much who created evil, because it's already there. That answers that question. We just answered it logically, and we also answered it with the Bible. The question that you're actually trying to ask is, where does evil or sin come from? And that is the question that you want to ask. And when you look at that term dictatorship, which is true because God is a dictator. In fact, democracy in essence is actually evil and demonic. Because when you look into dictatorship, what happens, and you look at the definition of dictatorship, and it's hard for you to really see that dictatorship could be something good, it is because of your experience. When I say dictatorship, it's bad experience that come up, so it's hard for you to accept that. But is in fact that God is a dictatorship? It is a dictator. Because, and how he runs his kingdom is dictatorship. Because what happens if you do not do what's righteous and right? You suffer the consequences. God does not give you an alternative. He doesn't tell you do what you want to do. And go on. No, he wants you to live righteously. He wants you to live the way he wants you to live. Not the way you want to live. The way he wants you to live. So by definitions, God is a dictator. He's a good dictator. He is the best dictator. He is the dictator that all dictators want to copy and be. So therefore, we know Satan cannot create evil. He only reacts. So the question you're asking is, where's the sin come from, or where does evil come from? And that itself can be answered, because you say, okay, so how did Satan become Lucifer if he didn't create it? Well, he made himself into it. When you look at sin and where sin comes from, it is actually two components or two good things that create a problem. Let's look at it. You have bad energy. You got negative and positive energy. You put them together and you create a short circuit. When you have two good materials and two good things and you mix them together, it becomes a problem. You have a good problem and then you have a bad problem. When you look at Satan, he had two good things that created a problem, which created sin. When you look at Satan, he had his beauty and he had his freedom. Mixed beauty and freedom together, and he made himself the way he is, wanting to be like God. When you look into cherries are great and phenomenal. When you look in cherries have seeds, but if you eat the seeds, which is good, you can only eat about 2 to 3, but if you overdo it, then you can go ahead and actually die. So let's look at the science. When you have two good things mixed together, you can create a good problem or a bad problem. The bad problem is called sin. When you look into adultery, abortion, you have freedom, which is a good thing that God created. Then you have sex, which is a good thing that God created. Put freedom and sex together, you have adultery, you have fornication. Now you use freedom and love, and then now you have hatred. Okay, because now people choose who they want to love. So when you put two good things together, it creates a problem. So the question that you're really asking is, where does sin come from? Sin comes from two good things put together, creating a problem. That is where sin is birthed from. That is where it is called. The thing is that when God creates sin, it is actually called evil. And that is the question. And that question is already answered. So where does sin come from? It comes from two good things mixed together, creating that problem. Look at it. You actually have a good thing such as freedom and money. Mix freedom and money together, and you could create a good problem, which is somebody who loves to donate and gives to the community. And then you have freedom and money mixed together, which then creates pride, then creates someone who doesn't give to the community. You see, so sin is birthed from having two good things together mixed, creating a problem. You have a good problem and a bad problem. So I pray that this blesses you as much as it blessed me. I pray that you are very blessed with this. So, something to really think about and sink in, like I stated, if, you know, these are the type of questions or these are the type of things that I love to speak about, because it does one or two things. It helps me search scriptures and study scriptures to another level. And then it helps you, the listener, because you're able to see the scriptures in a different perspective. So therefore, the question that is needs to be asked, and we just answered that, is where does sin come from, or where does evil come from? Okay, and evil and sin comes from two good things. You mix them together, you have a good problem, then you have a bad problem. The reason why it's hard for us to accept that, it is because what we will call theology or experience, or the human mind will call experience, is that we see this aspect and we try to have a definition or explanation for everything, when it is as simple as the one who created evil is the Lord God Almighty. It is Jesus Christ. It is God. He's the one who created evil, as it states in Isaiah 45. He is circumferenced around himself. There is no one above him. There is no one under him. There is no one next to him. There's no one to the right. He is circumferenced around himself. He is everything. He is Alpha. He is Omega. He is the beginning. He is the end. So therefore, he's the one who created it. But the problem is that we try to satisfy psychologically our minds, and it's hard for us to grasp that, yeah, God created evil. What is in fact that, to understand the things of God and to understand how God runs his kingdom and how he wants things, cannot be carnally understood. And we cannot have a mind to understand God in our mind, because it's just two subjects that you cannot put together. You cannot have the creator of life in general, and then the mind of the one who was created question the creator. I mean, it just doesn't fit. There's just certain things when it comes to theology, which I love to study. It is a great thing, but you also have to be open in terms of not everything could be explained, because we just explained, and we in one verse, just one verse it took to answer that question, who created evil? So the question that was actually wanting to be asked is where the sin comes from, and we just covered that up. So again, like I stated, if you have any ideas or would like to know what, or would like to have an idea for our next podcast for November, reach out to us. You can always go to our Instagram page, JonathanRamos.KC, JonathanRamos.KC, or you can reach out to my wife. God bless you guys, and I hope that this bless you. Bye.